So we are doing a lot of changing back and forth. I want to talk to you about gun violence in America. And the reality is, everything we need to know has already been said a million times. It's all been said. We are all sick and tired of the cycles of violence. Last year, there were more mass shootings in our country than days. And a mass shooting is defined as four or more people killed or injured. This week is the anniversary of the Charleston church, where a shooter came in to a Bible study, killed nine people. Pastor's wife and kids hid and locked down in the closet and survived, otherwise they would have been mowed down too. Schools, churches, movie theaters, malls. Schools, churches, movie theaters, malls. So as President Obama has said, there's nothing more to say. We can't just keep having vigil. We have to radically change our behavior. And I want to lift up a piece of history to guide us. We're deeply honored as Unitarians that Julia Ward Howe, a Unitarian, in 1870 made an appeal to women throughout the world that later became known as the Mother's Day Proclamation. It's time for the Father's Day Proclamation in the United States. The men, I can't remember the last time a shooter was a woman of a mass shooting. The men, it's on us more than it's on the women. And last time I checked, we still have more power. It's on the men to step up. We must. So I have adjusted a very few words from Julia Ward Howe's 1870 call for peace and a stopping of sending their sons and daughters to war for us today. Arise then, men of this day. Arise, all men who have hearts. Whether our baptism be that of waters or fears. Say firmly, we will not have great questions decided by irrelevant agencies. Our people shall not come to us reeking with carnage for caress and applause. Our children shall not be taken from us to unlearn all that we have been able to teach them of charity, mercy, and patience. From the bosom of the devastated earth, a voice goes up with our own. It says, disarm. Disarm. The gun of murder is not the balance of justice. Amen.